A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes. But one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
Okay, start up the funeral music, everyone. Welcome back. It's another Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing somewhat better than I'm sure you were feeling last night. Very quickly, of course, our wonderful patrons, thank you so much for your support. If you would like to get early access to episodes, if you would like to get access to my unhinged post-match reactions, like that of yesterday evening, you can go to patreon.com/RomaPress. All right, Andy, where do we even start? Where do we begin? I have to say, I was already pissed off after the match, but then for some reason I just left the television on and I was subjected to the Derby d'Italia, and I saw Juventus beat Inter 1-0 at San Siro, and that just burned me even further. You look at what Roma did 2 weekends ago. Okay, we were sitting on here celebrating Roma beating Juve, responding after they had lost to Cremonese and giving them a bit off stick, but still praising them for the manner in which they responded by beating Juve at home. They followed that up with a loss to Sassuolo, and now a loss to Lazio in the derby. I did not at any point think there were many aspects of yesterday's performance that I come away feeling too positive. I can't find many individual performances where I say to myself, okay, well, perhaps we can hang our hat on that, so to speak. Perhaps that's at least one aspect we can build off of. I come away from yesterday dejected, deflated, and I think to myself, wow, that was like the full experience of Roma in a nutshell. Like, if you want to, for the dissociated, those who do not follow Serie A, those who do not follow Roma, if you just show to them, and if you go to our website, you can actually find this sort of snapshot. The last three league results for Roma, like, that is the embodiment of AS Roma. You beat Juve, you lose to Cremonese, Sassuolo, Lazio. I don't even know where to begin, but my first reaction on the post-match pod yesterday was, Roma essentially took that fantastic performance and result against Juve. They took the piece of paper and they crumbled it up and they essentially wiped their backside with it, because now that's out the door. Now that is that's gone. The good you created from that result is now disappeared into thin air. It's gone. And now I have to take some credit for this, because I said the second day got their 15 points deduction, I said Juve were still going to finish top four. I am even more convinced of that now. And that is, aside from my belief, they are going to be given back their 15 points. So now, Andy, this is essentially going to come down to one place. We essentially have three teams battling for fourth, in my opinion, because I think Juve, Napoli, I think those are the ones we can write in ink at this moment for top four. And this is just my opinion, obviously. I'm not we're not working off of facts here, or concrete facts at the moment, at least. And then you have Lazio, Milan, Inter, Roma for those next two places. And I look at yesterday and I just think to myself that that is the embodiment of AS Roma. You can beat Juve one weekend, you can lose to Sassuolo the next, and that's coming after losing to Cremonese. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, where do you want to start?
Well, we can start with the fact that this was once again an ugly derby, a derby that was, I think, far from exciting, far from spectacular. You know, just another performance where both teams really did not put on a show.
I was about to say, could you imagine if you had spent your hard-earned money for the first time and you traveled to see a derby and that's what you are subjected
to? Yeah, and you know, we've seen some really ugly ones in recent years, but this one is certainly one among them. And just one team made a mistake that the other team didn't, and the other team exploited that situation. Really, if to me, you know, focusing on Roma's performance would be also a disservice to Lazio's performance, which was not anything remotely, you know, superior to what Roma showed on the pitch. It's just that some episodes, some decisions were wrong. Some players, okay, played very unconvincingly. Nobody was remarkable. There wasn't even like a moment that really stands out besides the red card on Ibanez, where once again you just feel like one of those yellows was way too soft, and it just, you know, then it puts you in a difficult situation, and Roma have to find a way to react. They don't, and Lazio, that's when, you know, they make use of it, and this is the second derby in a row that you lose with a one goal difference. So it's not like Lazio go out there and humiliate you. I think in the previous game, Roma were better than Lazio, and they still went out with a loss. So it's that's what it's all about. These are games, and I think that the reason for this is that there's too much pressure involved. For some reason, derby will always be, you know, especially in Rome, it's considered something sacred. I don't want to sound blasphemous, but I really do think that this should, players and sort of the culture needs to start treating this as a game. It's one game in a long league championship. It's one game.
Yes.
And instead there is so much pressure involved. There is so much importance put on this game that, you know, whenever we play it, it just feels like everybody is going to shit their pants at some point or another. And that's why, you know, you have somebody like Ibanez make a mistake, or somebody like Zaleski succumb to the pressure, to the noise. Players that really go out there on the pitch, like Dybala, and look the shell of themselves because of how loud this whole game is. And you know, that's why probably so many times we've seen really bad performances on both sides of the pitch. It's just because it's just emotions. There is no tactics. There is no game plan involved. It's treated like some kind of, you know, some kind of battle when it really isn't. It's one game out of 38. It's a long league championship. So to me, it's once Roma, in this case, you know, I'm talking about Roma specifically. Once Roma learned to treat it like any other game, like just a game that you play in Serie A and then you move on to the next one, that's when it will become easier for them. Because think about how many times they've lost over the years, in recent years, in the derby. many more than in previous years. I don't know what it is, but it seems like just that reputation, that whole anticipation and the pressure gets to these guys every time it does. And so once again, we have Roma that go out to San Sebastian and Real Sociedad. They conquer, a draw. They conquer a qualification, so an important result. And then they go back home, and yes, they play as the away team in at the Stadio Olimpico. But still, there is no urgency. There is a lot of fear. There is a lot of uncertainty. You have one goal disallowed. Okay, that's fine. You know those episodes. You have Ibanez earned a soft yellow card, and it's a mess. To me, these are such uninteresting games. Oftentimes, like I always come back to that hilarious derby after we qualified to the Champions League semifinal. After we beat Barcelona, and we go from that amazing game to a scoreless draw at the derby, like 3 days later, 0-0, which is the most boring, biggest mess of a display of football. And I think that tradition has been carried over the years. Both teams put so much value on this game. Whereas I think they both learned that it's just one game in a long season, that's when they'll be fine, especially Roma, because once you when you compete at the same time for two different competitions, it becomes difficult because you put a lot of importance on Thursday night, right? Real Sociedad, it was a game that you could not where you could not concede, where you could not show fear, where you could not show weakness at home, away at home, at the home of a difficult rival. And then you have a derby where it's just as important, not only for the top four race, but just for the city, for the atmosphere, for the fans. This is crucial. So you go from one high-pressure situation to another. And Roma have shown that they struggle to do it. They can handle that big pressure situation once a week. But as soon as you make them do it twice a week, now that becomes really challenging. And I think that in a situation like the one yesterday, we saw Lazio, okay, they drop out of the Conference League, but then they just focused on this. And that's all. That's what they want. So they go from a situation where I assume they didn't feel any pressure in the Conference League, where they just drop out of against Alkmaar, okay, the 2-1. They drop out. Sarri himself admits, yeah, we tried, but, this is not a team equipped to handle so many competitions. So we move on and we're thinking about the derby. So they go from a really no pressure situation to a pressure situation that they're able to embrace. Whereas Roma, they're just too tired. They don't have it mentally. They're out of it. And you can visibly see that, in the second half, there is some kind of reaction when they go one man down, but it's not enough. And for me, the problem is never somebody like Ibanez. Okay, like Ibanez is a guy that has made some mistakes over the years in these derby situations. But to me, the problem is when this team in a big game needs its leaders, and its leaders are nowhere to be found. I'm thinking of Pellegrini. I'm thinking of Dybala. I'm thinking of Tammy Abraham coming off the bench. Those are the guys that should be giving you that breathing room. Those are the guys that should be compensating for the mistakes of guys like Ibanez. Ibanez is a guy that has been overperforming. He's been, he's been on the rise. I don't have an issue with Ibanez's mistake. I have an issue with players that should be carrying the team, that should be leading the team in these instances where they should be showing the way to these other players who make the occasional mistake and compensating for it. And instead, I don't see them. Nowhere to be found. Dybala left the pitch, and I was like, did he even play? Pellegrini, the same thing. So I took issue with that. I take issue with Tammy Abraham's attitude that drastically changed once again, and I can't make any sense of it. But that just makes it so much more difficult for Roma to handle these situations, because we know this is not a super talented team, but it's a team that relies on the veterans, on the experience, and on the occasional quality from some of its more distinguished players. And when you go out in a derby and you lose against Cataldi, Casale, and Romagnoli, I don't know what to tell you, because it's not like the disparity is huge in terms of quality. It's just that one team wanted it more than the other one. It didn't result in a better performance by Lazio, but it resulted in certain instances going their way because they knew what to do. Whereas Roma, the players that were supposed to know what it's all about, players like Dybala, who's played on the biggest stages, players like Pellegrini, who's already done this before, he's played these derbies. Where are you guys? We need you. And last year, they showed up. Last year, the 3-2 victory is still one of the best games under Mourinho, and that was all about the leadership. Whereas last night, it was nowhere to be found. We saw a team, a headless team, a team that then, obviously, once that mistake happens, once Roger Ibanez makes those mistakes, which can happen, the team is in trouble. Why? Because the leaders didn't show up.
Welcome to Pro Tips for the Pros, brought to you by Floor & Decor Bailey's Crossroads. In this series, we'll explore essential advice for professional contractors to deliver outstanding renovation results. Let's dive in. Keep the work area clean and organized throughout the renovation process to create a positive impression and minimize stress for the customer. Regularly clean up debris and dust to maintain a safe and comfortable living environment. Thank you for joining us for this pro tip on planning thorough renovations. Stay tuned for more expert advice brought to you by Floor & Decor Bailey's Crossroads.
A lot of people tolerate ordinary. Ordinary bathrooms, kitchens, entryways. Well, not on your watch. If you're a pro, you've got a new partner in town. Floor & Decor. From tile to wood to stone, Floor & Decor has more styles and job lot quantities of Schluter, Mappe, Laedocrete, and other brands pros trust. Come see a whole new way to wow with Floor & Decor. Coming soon to Bailey's Crossroads.
Yeah, I think I said this yesterday, and I say so much on here, and I will repeat myself once again. I think when you have just a dreary performance like that of last night, it misses the greater picture to simply focus on the individual guys. Now, yes, Ibanez, I've said it before, I will say it again, feast or famine, he is beginning to now shift instead of feast to famine, or feast or famine. It is now, you know, do you prefer a kick in the right testicle or the left? The feasts have seemingly gone away as of late for him. I just, some of the decision making the guy makes is baffling to me, but whatever, we can put that aside. I think what you said, though, the guys that you need to be able to rely upon in the most difficult instances, those are the guys in last night's match that, in my opinion, were the most disappointing. Andy, I can't recall a single performance post World Cup break of Pellegrini where my mind immediately goes to that match, a match where you know instantly that he made the difference, that he pulled something out, that he did something to sort of raise the level, to rescue his team, so to speak. I mean, the guy has been struggling for months. I don't know what is happening. I don't know if maybe he is nursing an injury that we just don't know of. But he has not been impactful whatsoever. I completely agree with what you said on the attitude of Tammy. That was disappointing to see. But beyond that, okay, so yes, that stuff sucks. The part that just I cannot come to terms with, and I would, maybe you can give your take on this, but is this simply just an attitude thing where Jose Mourinho is able to get Roma to bring everything out in a Thursday evening Europa League match away in Spain to Real Sociedad? Is he able to do it against Juve at home under the lights? The prime time match of the round in Serie A, so to speak. Like I have no explanation, okay, as to how within the span of just a few days you can have a team looking entirely committed, professional, with a very clear different attitude and approach. And even though it was 0-0 on Thursday, I compare that to how they played last night. And it just, looking at the faces of the team, their application of everything was different. They did it with less enthusiasm. They did it less quickly. They did it, they did everything less concretely. They did everything just at a slower beat, so to speak, than they did just a few days prior. And you can say the exact same thing from Cremonese to Juve. You can say the same thing from Juve to Sassuolo. I don't understand this. Now, I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing. I will allow everybody else to make that determination. But this is something that Roma has dealt with before Jose Mourinho. I mean, if you want to find the embodiment of the last 20 to 30 years of IS Roma, look at their last three results or four in the league, and that embodies Roma. You beat one of the strongest in the league, and then you fall to bottom of the table. You fall to Sassuolo. You really don't need to go or look too far beyond that to understand that this team is inconsistent. They are unreliable. They lack balance in their results. They lack continuity in their results. But I can't put my finger on this because just speaking to somebody who does not follow football, who has zero understanding of sport in general, if you just explain to them, okay, well, Roma, they faced this team called Juventus, one of the strongest, if not the strongest in Serie A, and they defeated them at home. And within the span of just a few days prior and after, they lost to the bottom of the table, and they lost to another who was, 15th or something in the table at that moment. None of it makes sense to me. Is this attitude? Is this something in the water? Is this the ambiente? Because you just cannot convince me that this team or any team should be capable of doing this. You should not be capable of losing to bottom of the table and then to Juve, one of the strongest in the league, within the span of just a few days. And by the way, doing so consistently, this is something, again, it predates Jose Mourinho, predates him. So blaming him or his tactics is stupid because I'm petrified at how many times if we went back at the episodes to look back at how, you know, one weekend we're celebrating Juve, we're celebrating a derby, and then we're lamenting Roma having lost to Chievo Verona, Cremonese, so on and so forth. We can find so many instances of it. Why Roma, though? Why? And more so, I look at this team, and I think this is where you can make a distinction. You have not only senators and champions within this dressing room that I think you have more of them than in previous seasons, but you have them playing prominent roles. You have them on the pitch at extended periods of time. You know, this is not like a final season for Francesco Totti, where he's coming on for a cameo role. This is Paulo Dybala. This is Chris Smalling. This is Nemanja Matic. I mean, you have guys that have won everything at every level with the biggest clubs in the world, and even them seem to be suffering from this. So what is it? That's my long way of saying I have no idea what the hell to make of this.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think Mourinho knows either. It's those instances where really you have to wonder what happens on occasions when the team goes from a Thursday night in San Sebastian, where they show determination, they show grit, they show everything that you need to show in a game of that caliber, of that importance, to qualify to the next round of the Europa League. And And then they go home in their own stadium and they succumb to pressure. A team that has shown over the past two seasons that they know how to handle high-pressure situations. Think of the Conference League run last season. Think of games at the San Siro this season. A team that has always shown signs of life and that has always shown signs of being in it. Last night wasn't in it. And that's really bothersome, because maybe it's bothersome even more now, because once again, you had the chance to put yourself ahead of the teams that are competing for the same objective. It's not even, you know, that Milan are out of reach, or you're still 1 point away from fourth place. 1 point away after all this mess. 1 point away, you still have ways to go. You have opposing teams having a very difficult schedule ahead of them. So really, the bottom line is everything's still for the taking. The problem is that Roma have shown that, yes, they can handle high-pressure situations and, say, games in the Europa League where really we want to see the team show that same determination and quality in Europe that we saw last season. And they do. They do that. They meet our expectations for the most part. But then when it's crunch time, when you have the possibility to go ahead, to put yourself in front of the likes of Milan, catch up to Inter and so on, you are not there. And I cannot accept that a team like Lazio, with, again, Cataldi, a 40-year-old Luis Alberto, who's annoying more than anything else, Romagnoli, who now seems to bark a lot, but he's been quiet for a long, long time.
Yeah, relax, pal. Yeah,
he's finally found his dimension, and now he feels like he's the big boss, like he's Tony Soprano or something. And I can't accept it.
Yeah, definitely. We have an international break, so
there is also some hope. There is some hope, because, mind you, it's the international break is coming in, and you know, it always seems like we're waiting for the international break to happen to give us some, you know, relief from the pain that we've been feeling. But right now, I would just keep going, honestly. To me, this international break, actually, for once, is a disappointment. I'm the biggest fan of international breaks, because I think it's a great moment to cut ourselves off of this horrendous reality that is Roma at times. But the fact that you drop out of this you drop out for a while, for 2 weeks, some of your most important players leave, and you cannot keep going. You don't have that possibility to keep up the rhythm, to work on yourself. That to me is I'm not too happy about it, because honestly, the fact that we are still so close to our objectives for the season is makes you want to keep the momentum going, whether it's even, you know, after a bad loss. The important thing is always to get back up, and I actually think in this moment in time it will be more difficult to get back up after missing a few weeks of action. It's to me, that's the thing, is this is the that stretch of the season where you have to keep going. And I don't like the idea of, you know, of everybody goes their own way, and then, hey, in 2 weeks time we play Sampdoria and hope everything works out great. No, in 2 weeks time you're playing Sampdoria, who just got a win, who just scored 3 goals for the first time this season, and you're playing that game without Gianluca Mancini, Robert Gerubanez, and Brian Cristante. Now, on paper, that still is fine for you, but do you trust Roma on that? Do you trust them to go out there in 2 weeks' time and get a result?
It's Roma Sampdoria. I never trust them against Sampdoria. You know,
even it's if they shaky, have, man.
yeah, they're. I mean, even if they had everybody, I just. you don't know what to expect from this team. As I said in the last two episodes, they have made it to the point where you are surprised by nothing anymore. Nothing. No performance, no result.
Right.
It's out of the hands of this team.
And wasn't this supposed to be the season where you give continuity to your results? That's the thing, and that's what really pissed me off about Maurizio Sarri, that what he said last night. I was angry that he got to say that. He said, "We finally seem to have given continuity to our performances in the league." Now, I wished I'd heard that from Salvatore Foti or Jose Mourinho, but unfortunately that cannot be said about Roma. That's the difference, is that, okay, Lazio have dropped out of the Conference League, and great, who cares? Roma have continued their path in Europa League, but wasn't the mission this season to improve that form in the league, to improve that consistency, to improve that attitude going forward? That was I think the priority is, after winning the Conference League, what's the next step? Well, the next step is to continue with that same sense of urgency, that same momentum in the league and in the Europa League or Coppa Italia. Instead, after a good start in 2023, we seem to have been all over the place. Once again, the great irony is that we are still in it, but whether Roma will be able to get back in it and depends entirely on them, not on the opponents. They cannot still hope for Milan, Inter, Atalanta to drop points along the way. They have to, unfortunately, emulate what Lazio are doing. Lazio, they're getting by. They're getting by with that kind of personnel that everybody underestimated. They seem to be growing in terms of that continuity that we've been looking for so long and cannot seem to get a hold of. And to me, that's the thing, is that with somebody like Mourinho, with somebody like Dybala, Wijnaldum, Nemanja Matic on the pitch, you should be able to do that, or at least at some point in the season, you should be able to do it. Now we're almost in April and we're far away from that.
Yeah, I don't know what else to add. You are lamenting this international break. I am dancing. We need it. We all need it. I know it. What probably you can, as you just did, make the case that Roma, sort of the play through it mentality, but
I love it, man. I love it. I will not give a shit. I will be enjoying myself. You traveling, watching movies.
To the middle of nowhere.
I'm doing the full Roma experience of completely isolating myself from Roma, going into the middle of the wilderness of Montana, just to cut myself off of this terrible disease that is Roma. But in terms of the team, in terms of Mourinho, that's the fact that they all have to sort of go their own way and forget about it for 2 weeks, I don't think is necessarily good at this time of the season, because I'm pretty sure that all other teams will come back focused. And can Roma come back focused? We've seen this movie many, many times. I to be honest with you, I don't know what the conclusion to their Europa League path will be like. But in the league, unless they change something drastically, it's going to be another disappointment, because we have the tools, we have learned things along the way. It's April almost. Get it together. You still have a few games to go, and just show up. It's not like we're asking them to lift the Scudetto to compete with Napoli. We're asking them to just not fuck up as much as Milan, Inter, even Lazio and Atalanta have fucked up over the course of the season.
Oh, that is like the meme of the guy holding the sign that says our expectations were low, but holy something. Exactly. I mean, apparently that's the point we've reached. All right. Well, let's leave it there. International break. I actually don't know if we'll be back later in the week. I think all of us could use a break, but we will see. So we will chat with you sometime soon, either later this week or 1 week from today. Either way, gives us a little bit of time to step away, which we all could use. So chat with you soon. Until next time, ciao.
Ciao.
A musician with technical knowledge can play all the right notes, but one who cares enough to play from the heart gives music soul. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Because when you work with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Start feeling unstoppable. Visit truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.